Good morning, fellow brothers and sisters of Christ. I humbly come before you today to talk about our current stewardship program. When I first started to think about discussing this topic today, I thought, what does journey to generosity mean to me? I ask you to keep that question in the forefront of your mind as we go through this talk today. Probably more appropriately, journey to stewardship. You know, my personal journey when I think about stewardship began early Sunday mornings when I was a child with my father. He'd be sitting at the kitchen table, drinking his coffee and reading about what sports team had done the day before. And he'd be filling out his check for his donation for that day. He'd be putting it into an envelope. And that was his commitment. It didn't matter what was taking place in our lives at that time, what was happening at work, what was happening in our lives, he always had time to fill that check out. And this was a man that learned about what commitment was in his early life. He worked multiple jobs day and night and put himself through night school. As a matter of fact, one thing I remember is I would complain to him about things that were happening at school, and he would always remind me that his first accounting class in college was at Fridays from 7 to 9, and the professor took attendance after the break at 8:30, so he couldn't leave early. Each of our journeys are different, and we're shaped by those experiences. When we start to talk about stewardship and generosity, me being finance-minded in what I do for a living, I immediately start to think money and budgets. And money is a complex issue for me, as it would be for anybody. Our views are shaped differently by how we were raised, our current life struggles, fears, bills. Me personally, I've always struggled with the idea of tithing. It should be easy with the money that God provides to me, but it's not easy. We have bills, kids get sick, we have vacations, we worry about the future for savings. But my thoughts about dollars are incomplete. It's an incomplete understanding of stewardship. I found a quote that I think appropriately sums up stewardship. Some people think that annual stewardship campaigns are about money, but they're wrong. Stewardship campaigns are about commitment. The commitment leads to a financial number, and I can tell you with 100% certainty, and I hope I'm right, Norma Jean, so I don't get in trouble here, that the number really doesn't matter to St. Patrick's. What matters is the commitment that you're willing to make. I believe it's really, when Norma Jean came up to ask me to talk about stewardship, I jumped at the opportunity to talk about it. Because I believe it's important that we talk to each other about stewardship and making a financial commitment to St. Patrick's. A congregation is the church's financial lifeblood. Each time we have a Sunday service, the building needs repairs, we want to do things for outreach, it takes funds from this congregation to be able to do it. Mother Ronnie and the campaign committee are asking you to take that pledge card home if you haven't done so already. And if you're like me, I'll sit down with my wife, Suzanne, and we'll pray to God, and we'll ask for help on this journey. And like I said before, it's really not about the amount that's written on the card. I'm just asking you to prayerfully think through and commit something that you feel comfortable with to St. Patrick's. I was worried today if I was on the right path, and the gospel reading, it's funny how things work out in life, was I chose a scripture verse to share with everybody, and today's gospel was the parable exactly before this one, so I must have been on the right path God put me on. So I'll share this. It's Matthew 25, verses 15 through 30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to the other 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled the accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man of two bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with two bags of gold. See, I have gained two more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received one bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I know you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what happens to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should put my money on deposit with the bankers, so when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even when they have, will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, and where will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." When I read this passage, it struck a chord with me that God gives us many blessings in time, talent, and treasure. And he expects us to commit and share those talents with each other, our church, and our community. By committing to share with each other, we will find the time, talent, and treasure. We'll grow. We'll find that it will grow, and this will be pleasing to God. For those of you that don't know, as I'd already mentioned, I'm a finance guy. I can't get up and talk about stewardship without talking about some numbers. It's just the way I am. Last year, we collected roughly 36 pledge cards from 66 families in total. That's a 54% capture rate. I'm asking today that when the pledge drive is over, that Norma Jean provide the congregation with how many cards we were able to capture. And I challenge everybody in this church to get us to the 80% plateau. Make a commitment, anything at this point. So again, I will ask you, as I asked you in the beginning, what does the journey to generosity mean to you? And I'll leave you with 2 points. I was asked by Mother Ronnie over the summer to head a visioning community with her inclusion, and I'm pleased to announce that we'll be starting that process in earnest next month. I'll be asking members of the congregation to participate. We'll take a full look at the mission statement that was put together years ago to make sure that we still believe as a congregation that it is relevant. We will then seek to come up with a vision for what we want this church to be in 1, 3, and 5 years. There will also be a strategic plan to help us achieve this vision along the journey. So again, I ask you, when the time comes, prayerfully think about it and make a commitment to St. Patrick's. Thank you.